Vlad Djurić would know a little bit about that. His daughter's embarking on the path of an apprenticeship as well, and Vlad probably came through a similar pathway, being involved with ponies, Group 1 winning champion jockey who was back in Australia, and it hasn't taken him long to hit the ground running in Brisbane. It's great to catch up with Vlad this morning. Morning, Vlad.
Morning, Michael.
I'm not sure if you got to hear the end of that, but that was Stacey who won the pony race at Randwick on Saturday, and it's something that no doubt you'd be very familiar with through yourself and your daughter who's now making her way in racing. How good is it?
Oh, it's fantastic, actually. The you know, when those pony races come on the screen in the jockey's room, everyone gathers around and watches them. So, you know, there's a lot of interest even from the jockey's point of view to watch the young kids get involved in this. And, you know, I've followed a little bit with Kira McAvoy's children are involved. And, yeah, no, it's awesome. Everyone seems to take a good interest in it. And, you know, we're desperate for young people to get involved in the industry. It's what's going to keep us going forward into the future. So I think it's a great initiative.
Can you remember when you were back at 13, 14 years of age, making your way into the industry?
I was a little bit different. I wasn't into the ponies. I was more playing football. So my path into racing was more, I wanted to do something from a sport point of view, and playing football wasn't going to be it because I was way too small. So through one of my neighbours, I got pushed into the horses, and I started working for Alan Williams, Craig Williams' father, and we were apprenticed together with Alan, and I sort of never looked back from there.
Unbelievable. Hey, speaking of, how's your daughter Sage going? She's recently been involved in the Racing Victoria Jockey School.
Yeah, she was fortunate enough to get chosen one of the 11 that got inducted this year. Sage is just about to start doing her official trials. I think her first trial will be on Friday at Mowi, and it'll be a little bit of a process to get through her official trials, and then it'll come down to Darren Gouchy, Alf Matthews and the team there, and obviously her boss Phil, when she's ready to hit the racetrack. But she's made big improvements over the last few months and she's super keen. So hopefully she can steer them well and get a few winners.
Yeah, Philip Stokes looking after her. That's great news. What's it been like for yourself coming back home? Vlad, I know it's been a bit of an upheaval the last 12 months, especially with what's been going on over in Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore's a very sad scenario, but you know, I've been in two minds about what to do since that announcement came, and I had a little bit of trouble. I would have liked to have actually come back to Australia a little bit sooner, but I had a bit of trouble with the property I was in. I couldn't get out of it in a hurry. So, yeah, it was a little bit of a process. Very sad things that are happening there, but, you know, in saying that, Singapore was wonderful for me. It's a great platform for me for many years, and I've got nothing but wonderful memories, but it was just time to move forward.
Do you keep in contact with a lot of your old mates who may still be there until the end of when racing finishes later this year?
Oh, for sure. You know, that's the most difficult part is, you know, you build friendships and people that you, you know, hang around with socially in and out of racing, and I guess you know, but that's life, you know, you move forward. And I think being an expat sort of lifestyle, you become a little bit more flexible with that sort of stuff as well. You come and go, and the world's a small place. You know, I've got a friend coming here from Singapore who's going to stay with me in Brisbane. He's coming here for work. And, you know, so, like I say, the world's a small place, and you get to see people again. But I definitely do keep in contact with some of the trainers and owners that I rode for there. They're obviously still running horses, and I haven't been watching the races, to be honest. I've been focusing on what's going on here in Brisbane, trying to get more comfortable here. But I do check the results from time to time.
And you certainly hit the ground running arriving in Brisbane. Why did you make the decision to head up north rather than come back to Melbourne?
Yeah, I've been asked this question a lot. Queensland was on my radar for quite some time, to be honest, just because of the weather and the fact that the racing is not as grueling as Melbourne. And just, you know, at that later stage in your career when you're probably, your body's not as able to cop the 7 days a week working schedule and the travelling and whatnot. It just marries up a little bit more to what Singapore was, you know, prior to them going to the one meeting. And yeah, just the weather, like it's raining a little bit here today, but, you know, 25, 26 degrees. And I know how cold it is in Melbourne at the moment already. So that was probably the big decision behind that. My wife and I sort of had spoken about it for a long time. We thought we'd give it a go.
Yeah, I can understand the weather aspect, especially coming back from Singapore. You seem to have slotted in really nicely.
Yeah, I didn't really have any expectations whatsoever. Didn't know what to expect. Didn't really know anybody. I mean, there is a few people from Victoria that have moved up here and are training and riding up here. But didn't really make any phone calls, just sort of lobbed. And, yeah, I've been very lucky. I rode a winner on a couple of Wednesdays ago and then the three winners on the Saturday. And then, you know, I've had a lot of placings the last few weeks. But, yeah, just getting a feel for the tracks and the horses and getting to know people. And it's been nice. It's been a good start. Hopefully we can build on that and see how things go. But I haven't put myself under any pressure, just trying to enjoy the riding. And it's been good at the moment, so enjoying it.
Good horses are starting to come back and focus towards the carnival in Queensland. Have you managed to jag a pretty nice ride that you're looking forward to? Or are you still working on those?
No, I've picked up riding the Magic Millions filly, Skirt the Law, for Tony Gollan this weekend. She's kicking off this week in the Mick Dipman Plate. I had a gallop on her last week, and again this morning she's going very, very well. So I ride her this week just because Ryan Maloney can't make the weight on her, but I've picked her up amongst a few other rides. So I think I've got six this weekend, and I think five or six for the next week, next Saturday. So no, it's coming along nicely. Because my schedule's a little bit busier here than Singapore, my weight's coming down really nicely as well. So, you know, some of those handicaps that are coming up, Stradbrokes and whatnot, I'll be looking at trying to get a little bit lighter ride in one of those, hopefully. And, yeah, to see if we can... My goal's just to ride another Group 1 winner in Australia. I'd love to do that before I hang up my boots down the track, and if we can get one of those or maybe multiple, it'll be even better. So yeah, See how we go.
Well, how old are you at the moment, Vlad? Is retirement something that you're thinking of?
Well, I was actually going to go to training in Singapore prior to the announcement happening. So, you know, I was sort of thinking about hanging up my boots, but then went back to riding, and I'm really quite enjoying it at the moment. So I think as long as I'm enjoying it, my body's good, I think I'll keep going. Probably have another, you know, maybe half a dozen years. We'll see how we go. I'm 46 at the moment, so maybe get me through to 50 and then reassess things. So.
Still keen on the training?
Not in Australia. Australia. Yeah, it's just, you know, I have a lot of friends here training, and, yeah, I just think it's just too difficult to kick off. And I would have probably considered a partnership or something where you've got a little bit more flexibility in your life. But I think just ride for a little bit longer. And, yeah, I wouldn't mind staying in the industry. It's been very good to me. So I don't know what path I'll take afterwards. But I wouldn't mind staying in the industry in some degree.
Well, as you said, hopefully there's a fair few years left of you in the saddle because you've been riding extremely well, and we look forward to seeing you on Skirt the Law this weekend. Good to have a chat, Vlad. Well done on your return.
Thanks, Michael. Great chatting to you, mate.
Vlad Djurek joining us there.